2024 will make 2023 look like a walk in the park, but we can make it through the storm if we hold onto our humanity and faith in God. The convergence of multiple red alert warnings is staring us in the face, all pointing to a major event of some type in the upcoming weeks or months. Whatever it is, this new catastrophe will hasten the collapse of the old world system, a collapse of economies and political structures that is already underway, paving the way for the Great Reset or, as some call it, the New World Order. I call it the Beast System. Predicting the timing of such an event is impossible, but I do believe we are looking at a major shock event happening roughly within the next 3 to 9 months, a year at most. The reason is simple. The billionaire globalist oligarchs desire to bring about a situation which involves digitization of money and human beings, dehumanization, humans replaced by transhuman hybrids, destruction of all cultural norms, male, female genders, the ability to reproduce without technology, etc., and depopulation of those deemed useless eaters. These are the 4Ds needed to bring about the total control that globalist technocrats seek to extend over all human behavior in a restructured world run by artificial intelligence and based on the elimination of all fossil fuel usage by the common man, non-oligarchs. If only the oligarchs have access to fossil fuels and only the oligarchs are allowed to reproduce and enjoy freedom of speech, what you end up with is a one-world slave state. And that's exactly the goal. So the 4Ds are used to get to the fifth and final D, which is dystopia. In the eyes of the globalist predator class, they're reaching for their utopia, but for the rest of us, it will be a living hell, a dystopia. These globalist oligarchs were only able to destroy so much of the old world order with COVID, and they need another big crisis event to finish the job of achieving all their dystopian goals, which are encompassed in the Agenda 2030 Sustainable Development Goals. They've played language games, reminiscent of Orwellian newspeak, to make us think the SDGs will bring about utopia. In reality, the masses will be ushered into the nightmare of dystopia. If the globalists continue to pressure their minions in national and state capitals to enact their Green New Deals and net zero campaigns, the masses will eventually wake up and come for these globalists. That awakening has already begun, and that is why it is urgent that they escalate a full-blown World War III scenario, which includes famine and shortages, as soon as they possibly can. The window is closing on the King Charles-initiated Great Reset, and so it's time to double down on destruction and depopulation. If they don't, they will never get to full digitization and dehumanization, the end of human history, as Yuval Harari explains in the video below. Russia is an obstacle to their plans for a truly one-world system. Not because of Putin being any kind of hero, but because of the Russian people and their will to survive under a purely Russian leader. They will not accept a World Economic Forum puppet like the US, Canada, Australia, New Zealand and Europe have accepted to rule over them. They don't mind an authoritarian strong man, but it must be a real Russian who is in charge. Russia and Putin may be on board with digitization, but not with the other 3Ds, dehumanization, destruction of all cultural norms, and depopulation, largely due to the strong influence of the Russian Orthodox Church, which remains much more traditional in its thinking than the Roman Catholic Church. If I'm right and the globalist oligarchs have another shock event planned within the next 3 to 9 months, that means the window for preparedness is also closing. Those caught off guard by what is coming will find themselves completely dependent on exactly the wrong people for their survival. They will be at the mercy of the globalist cartel. Since this is a predator class of psychopaths, you do not want to be dependent on them for anything. If viewed in a vacuum, the headlines of today would not be sending up red flags of warning. But when you look at them in totality, it becomes clear something big is going down that will forever reshuffle the deck of global power and change our outlook going forward. The bottom line is that this is no time for normalcy bias. We are already in the beginning stages of World War III with Russia in Eastern Europe, in Syria, and with Africa and Asia getting ready to explode as well. I think it's inevitable that World War III continues to escalate into the outbreak of direct day-to-day warfare between the world's two major nuclear powers, roughly divided by East and West, with the US, NATO, Australia, Japan, South Korea on one side, and Russia, China, Iran, North Korea on the other side. The US and Great Britain, along with the rest of their NATO vassal states, procured this war with Russia by continually expanding the NATO military alliance eastward into Russia's backyard. NATO politicians and commanders have been talking about their open door policy for at least 20 years. And this is like pouring salt into an open wound as it relates to Russia and its history of being invaded from the West. In 2008, NATO invited Ukraine into the alliance pending it meeting certain criteria, and that was really the last straw. Ever since that overture, it was just a matter of time before Russia sent its forces into Ukraine. It's no different than when Israel periodically sends its forces into Palestinian territories to clean out those areas of rockets, weapons, and ammunition dumps. You'd be surprised at how many conservatives understand Israel's need to live amongst its Palestinian cousins without those cousins being armed to the teeth, yet they do not understand the same concept applies to Russia and Ukraine. As the nations line up and draw the battle lines for World War III, India is the wild card. This is not the old India. It is the fastest growing nation, it has a lot of technical expertise, and it can field a huge army. It could make the difference in who wins World War III depending which side it decides to join. Once World War III ratchets up, we're looking at a nationwide draft in the US heading into an election year, which means the potential outbreak of civil war on US soil at the same time we're involved in world war. Then you're looking at cyber attacks, possible false flag attacks, a new and scarier pandemic, a historic famine and supply chain disruptions exacerbated by war, or some combination of the above, all brought on by an intensifying World War III. This will not be a time for weak Christians or feeble-minded Westerners used to their entertainment and creature comforts. The way things are going, I foresee a combination of at least three or four of the above scenarios taking place simultaneously. Think about the impact that would have on everyday society. Below are some of the data points pointing toward a catastrophic event that will forever change the world. Note: these were researched and recently discussed by myself and Brannon House on his show. Brannon House Live, CNN. Nuclear activity highest in years at sites in China, Russia, and US. Smoke seen rising from Idaho National Lab, which tests advanced nuclear weaponry. Pope Francis says world on brink of nuclear war, worst since 1962. Increasing reports of US warplanes training overhead coming in from all over the country. October 4th nationwide emergency alert test, US. Orders $290 million worth of anti-radiation sickness tablets. New York City broadcast public service ads on how to survive a nuclear attack. Russia's defense minister stated over the weekend that attacks are taking place on Russian territory outside the special operations zone. Russia now sees the US and Great Britain as parties to the current war and will allow itself to attack decision-making centers in the Ukraine. That would presumably include Ukrainian President Zelensky. Imagine if Russia took him out and how the West would exploit that in terms of propaganda messaging. King Charles meeting with French President Macron in Paris last Wednesday through Friday. Macron skipped the UN meeting in New York in order to meet with the King. Charles is the father of the global sustainable development movement and a major proponent of eugenics and depopulation. I wrote about this on my Substack last week. Deagle Corp., which has ties to the CIA, predicted in 2014 that the US would lose 68.5% of its population by the end of 2025. The UK would lose over 75% and most Western European nations would also lose 30-50%. Free speech and political dissent are under attack in formerly free nations. These are the nations we once thought were the good guys, the US, Canada, EU, UK, Australia and New Zealand. All are cracking down in very visible ways on free speech. Pastors and journalists, such as Pastor Artur Pawlowski in Canada and journalists Owen Schroyer and Stephen Horn in the US, are being jailed for simply expressing ideas that challenge the government mass media narratives. Jacinda Ardern, the former Prime Minister of New Zealand, has become the new face of global censorship, and she is being given the biggest platforms to spout her authoritarian ideas, speaking last week before the UN General Assembly on the need to crack down on disinformation, which of course is all speech that globalists doesn't agree with on climate change, war in Ukraine, COVID and vaccines, etc. She has been rewarded for her evil ideas with not one but two fellowships at Harvard University. Poland becomes first NATO member, other than Hungary, to question the open-ended funding of Ukraine's corrupt government in its border dispute with Russia. Poland wants to cool down Ukraine. If the US and Great Britain sense that the coalition of the willing is starting to break up, they will accelerate the attacks on Russian territory in an effort to strike while the iron is hot. VP Kamala Harris becomes Biden's gun czar, as the war on the Second Amendment throttles into overdrive. The Biden administration announced Thursday that Harris will oversee the first-ever White House Office of Gun Violence Prevention. Harris will be in charge of enforcing current laws and collaborating with state and local officials to push anti-gun measures at every level. Several big banks, including Wells Fargo and Bank of America, announced plans to close 38 bank branches in and around New York City by the end of the year. Bottom line, war is coming, along with all of its nasty byproducts. This will include growing inflation and de-dollarization, shortages of food, fuel and basic medications, and an intensifying assault on all forms of free of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of movement, assembly, the Second Amendment, etc. We must resist this assault on our freedoms, while knowing that no man or human organization is coming to our rescue. We bear responsibility for the safety and security of our families. Anyone still looking for a quick fix brought on by the voting booth is not paying attention to the signs and signals. We will not get to November 2024 without experiencing another major event, triggered by the globalists and their minions who share the Luciferian hatred of God's crowning achievement, human life created in His image. We must stand strong in our convictions, both political and religious, and refuse to bow to the beast system, while knowing that our Father in Heaven holds the ultimate trump card and will bring down this network of evil in His timing and on His schedule. Source: Leo Homan. LeoHoman.com operates solely on donations from Leo's loyal readers and is not beholden to any government grants, corporate ads, or sponsorships. This allows him to present his research and analysis completely independent of outside influences backed by either big government or big business. You can make a donation of any size by sending C.O. Leo Homan, P.O. Box 291, Noonan, Georgia, 30264, or via credit card below.